This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
It's the Chris Russell Show featuring Brian Mitchell and occasionally J.P. Finley live on the Team 980. Finley may or may not have a job for another half hour. We'll find out. We are live, Nats Park.
I'm sure you could get one of your other jobs to fill in the void.
We'll see.
Oh, you got a lot of them.
Half Bruce, Street.
What's the name of the song right
What is the name of the song? Craig in Lampville.
This is Janet Jackson.
Jesus. Janet Jackson, more like Freddie Jackson. Come on. You know more than that.
Not no damn Janet Jackson.
You want me to give you the right answer?
Turn it up,
you want me to give you the funny answer?
Give the right answer.
Beat it! No one else wants to be defeated!
Please don't flee.
You got to show them how funky.
Does it? Do you remember that you once thought that was Thriller? You said that.
Yeah, you did.
You honestly said that Beat It was Thriller.
So that's how I knew that that was Beat It. Instead of Thriller, because I had already embarrassed
myself
the first time.
Yes. I'm going to let you count
now
Beat It and Thriller. How many more Michael Jackson songs can you name?
Billie Jean is Not My Lover.
That's three.
Right?
Yeah.
I know the Jackson 5 really well.
Oh, hit it.
I mean, ABC.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah. What other songs?
I know the Jackson 5
there.
Really well.
I'll be there. Okay, go ahead.
What else?
Just keep
the man was in what? The what?
I don't know. Oh, the man in the mirror.
The man in the boat.
Well, that's not the Jackson 5, right? That's just Michael.
There you go. All right.
We asked him.
Bruce is a musical expert.
Yeah.
Now, if we asked him about who do you love? The Eagles.
The Eagles. Not the Philadelphia Eagles, but the Eagles. Don Henley.
Now, clearly you've never seen
Glenn Klein.
The Great Lebowski.
Yeah.
Have you not seen The Great Lebowski?
I've seen parts of it. I'm not a big movie guy. Movies kind of generally suck.
Okay. There you have it. Chris Russell, movie critic.
Yeah.
From the mouth of Chris Russell.
I tuned in.
I
wound up checking out Aurora, which won like all the Oscars and whatever. It was a porn film for the first 40 minutes.
That's horniest man on the internet, Chris Russell.
I turned it off. It was ridiculous. And all these idiots that vote on this stuff in the Oscars, people go, take it all seriously. They're horrible movies.
Well, actually, most of the movies that win Oscars we probably never saw him.
We do a running bit that we've never heard of any of.
Yeah. Well, that I had never
I don't think it's really a bit.
I had never heard of
this. You know what movie I liked? Air. How they made Air Jordans.
Yeah, this is why.
Give that an Oscar.
This is just why I don't watch movies.
Most movies that win Oscars,
right.
We haven't heard of them until that night.
I watch sports. I watch wrestling, which is sports entertainment.
Have you gone to watch wrestling? He would really like you to go watch wrestling with him.
No.
Why?
Because he want to drink mimosas with me.
Can
no, it ain't happening.
Rooster, will you guarantee a mimosa-free wrestling experience?
Yes.
But you do have to wear tights, B.
No, I'm not doing
B.
that.
I have plenty of Scotty's handcrafted vodka, Maryland made.
Do you have tights?
Amazingly smooth.
Amazingly smooth.
And love throughout the DMV.
Doc got me a bottle of Russell's whiskey that I haven't cracked open yet.
Oh,
I
have Drake
Crown Royal.
For the record,
yes.
I wanted to do a Caps preview. I just want the world to know. I wanted to let Rooster flex his hockey knowledge in this segment. And instead, he wants to talk wrestling. It's hard to keep this train on the tracks. I did want to ask Landfill a quick series of questions. Landini, I know how much you love going out in public. So your options are staying in the studio where you are comfortably, or you could be at Ann and Half Street with what is a significantly growing crowd by the minute.
Oh, it's getting big.
Live with me and B. Mitch and Rooster.
His best friend.
However, Landfill, we have Tap 99 has generously provided us with hamburgers, chicken wings, pizza, and all-you-can-drink fountain soda.
Mm.
What would you pick?
That all-you-can-drink fountain soda sounds pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
But you got to hang with Rooster.
I do have to hang with – I kind of like hanging with the Rooster. I get to antagonize him.
Yeah. And you love the soup that I made for you? I handcrafted it?
You did make some soup for me. That was very generous.
You opened and poured it in a bowl and heated it up.
I didn't even do that, babe.
He just gave him
the can.
Caps.
No, I probably deserve, you guys probably deserve a nice home-cooked meal from me at some point here.
Caps are in Minnesota
mm-hmm.
tonight.
Yes.
They are such a wagon. How close are they to clinching the one seed?
Don't know exactly the answer to that because they've only got the one-point lead over the Winnipeg Jets. So,
yeah, but
I mean,
the
it's
one
gonna
seed
come,
in the East.
Oh, the one seed in the East.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact magic number, if
I mean,
you will,
they're at 103.
They're pretty damn close.
The Hurricanes are at 90.
Yeah. I mean, now they play the Canes next Wednesday in Raleigh.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, right? Because that's only like 4 hours away. If Ovi has a big run here, he could break the record in Raleigh next Wednesday night.
Do you still believe Ovi now needs 6 and 11 games, I think?
Yeah.
Do you believe Ovi gets it done?
I do not think he gets it done in this regular season.
Yeah, you got to put positivity.
Hold on.
Hold on.
To everyone that can hear me right now, do you think Alex Ovechkin will break Wayne Gretzky's goal record?
Woo!
Let's hear it. All right. So everybody thinks they will. Chris Russell, do you think Ovi will break the record this season?
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March. So Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No.
Oh, boo.
I think he'll break it next season on opening night.
He's going to have a hat trick tonight.
When they raise a second Stanley Cup banner, which is all I care about.
Listen, obviously we all want them to go deep in the playoffs and win another cup, but you're allowed to want the Ovi record to happen this year.
I didn't say I didn't want it to happen. You said, do you think it will happen? I said, no. I gave you an honest response.
Willing
to get booed and basically harassed by all of these fine people.
But a moment ago, you were telling people to buy tickets for the Raleigh game because he might break it there.
We're going to send you back to the glam slam.
You know, I just throw out a lot of things like pasta on the wall and see if it sticks.
We're going to send him to Minnesota to the glam slam.
I don't know what that means.
That's where Prince used to perform.
Oh, all right.
He had a purple shirt today, you forgot?
Why do you have a dress shirt with you?
So, I don't know where. Oh, here it is. So, here's the deal.
Show everyone on the street.
Right?
Purple
so
rain.
Here's the deal. This is, in my opinion, like a pink or a salmon.
Everybody else
is telling me it's lilac
it's
or
lilac.
Purple.
It's lilac.
It is not Philadelphia Phillies colors. Screw the Phillies. They suck. I hate the Phillies. This is not Philadelphia Phillies colors.
I don't know what's going on, but currently both Nats fans and Phillies fans are booing Rooster.
Bring it on.
All right, hold on. I have so many questions, Chris.
Why did I bring the shirt?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to the game after my show, which ends at 4 o'clock. When you guys get on out of here and go do whatever it is
Are you not going opening day?
We go to work, man.
We go to work.
Whatever it is that you do. At 4 o'clock, I'm going to waddle myself right across the street.
Why you got to waddle?
And around home to home plate, go in the media side, get my season credential, go up to the press box, which is 10 floors up, and watch some opening day baseball. So I wanted to look like, I don't know, kind of a human being. Put on a little cologne. I took a shower.
All the human beings today have on red, blue, or white.
What?
Even the ones that's in the damn press box.
Yeah, see, okay, so look at all these Phillies fans. This is not a Phillies shirt.
It's not a national shirt either.
It's not a national shirt. I'm a member of the media.
Oh, he don't want to know who he's cheering for.
He's cheering for the Mets.
I'm not cheering
I think everybody
for the
here
Mets.
Can boo the Mets.
I'm not cheering for the Mets.
You're a Met fan.
Screw the Mets. Let's go Nats.
Rooster out here cutting wrestling promos. I have something sincere to say. I think you and I are actually friends beneath all the ball busting.
I'm glad to hear that because I didn't know if you guys actually like me.
Well, that's a whole different ball of wax.
Like
I'm saying we're friends.
Yes.
You don't like all your friends.
Yeah. I don't like most of my friends.
Right. I like you guys too.
Grab that shirt. I'm going to teach you a secret. Uh-huh. Grab that shirt.
What's the secret?
Doug, when you have a dress shirt on a hanger,
right.
Yeah.
One, don't use a – Crappy wire hanger.
Button the top.
You know, it's a good point.
And you see how your collar looks like it's going to fly away?
And put tie stays in the damn tie. I mean,
do you know what tie stays, what collar stays are?
I do. Here's the thing. Listen, I am an absolute mess. There is no denying that I am an absolute mess. I can't find my dress
shoes. Make sure you copy that with Landfield.
I can't tie a tie. I'm 51 years old. I still have never been able to tie a tie correctly in my life. I'm an absolute disaster.
Hold on, let me see this thing.
What?
I don't know that you helped. Brian, look at what this looks like now that he buttoned it.
Listen, I'm not trying to look like J.P. Finley on NBC4. I'm just trying to not look like a complete slob.
Doug, all right.
But I guess I'm failing wildly at
that. We're making progress.
It's a good thing I know a lot about sports.
Yeah. Jury's still out.
You want to talk about Kevin Willard quitting on his team on the day of the Sweet 16?
I have made a choice.
You don't have to speak.
I have made a choice.
Don't say a word.
I heard.
Let's see if you can not speak on it.
Here's all I'll say.
Don't say nothing.
There's a basketball game in 6 hours. I look forward to the basketball game.
Good.
I'm going to watch that basketball game.
Are you going to share a steak with somebody?
I'm getting Chinese. Oh. Cisco's coming over.
Hey, I wish I had a heart mind on him right now. It's probably coming out of his
head. I choose not to run. If you want to know my thoughts on...
No, we don't.
I'm just saying, get on the Odyssey app, go to the 10 a.m. mark, and I recommend turning your radio
still
down.
Talk about it.
Because I haven't said a word.
So I listen to you guys, obviously, a lot when I'm on the way in, but I did not hear this great J.P. Finley rant.
It's available.
Put it up, Bruce.
It's available. Mm-hmm. When I talk about things...
He walked in looking this color.
When I talk about things I'm passionate about, I often get excited. Things that actually matter to me, sometimes the inflection of my voice changes, or perhaps even the volume of my voice changes.
Your voice is always loud.